Ah, there you are, my stubborn man. How dare you hide away from me all day and not let me take care of you? I won't take no for an answer. How long have we been together? Exactly. And you still think that you can get away with saying no to me so easily? I can see it in your eyes, darling. You are exhausted. Come here and sit next to me, and I'll make sure to give you the most relaxing time of your life. Sweetie, you know I'm not taking no for an answer. Did you not hear me clearly? Well, that settles it. If I pin you down just like this, both my hands holding your wrists above your head, and get right close to you so you can feel my whole weight on your chest, you won't be able to move and get away from me. Good. So you can't escape from under me, then? You're not going anywhere until I say so, baby boy. I decide when you get to be pampered. And I'm going to pamper every inch of my man until he melts into our bed. No other woman in the world can make you tingle as much as I can. You're my man, and I'm looking after you, whether you like it or not. Now come on, dear. You're not winning this one, so you may as well accept defeat and let me handle you in ways I know you need. We're spending the night together like this, whether you like it or not. Until I know you're fully relaxed. There we go, honey. Let's start with my favorite. Some long, slow hair strokes. Do you remember when we started sharing a bed together? Around 4 months into our relationship, yeah? You would lie on my chest, and I would stroke your hairs just like this. And your eyes would start to flutter shut. Almost immediately. Almost to the point you couldn't even go to sleep at night without my fingers gently running through your hair. I really have conditioned you so well, haven't I? You only relax this deeply for me. And me only. Yes. No other woman in the world can make you melt the way I can. Just feel my fingers slowly gliding through your hair from the front all the way to the back, again and again and again, in repetitive motions, twirling your hair softly, pushing it back exactly how I like it. Look at you. already so weak for me. It makes me feel so powerful, so dangerous in the best way. My love for you grows stronger every second I have you pinned under me like this. You're all mine, completely mine. And I'm going to take care of you, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, your hair is just such a mess today. You've been working so hard. But you have a super cute Slavic girlfriend to take care of you. So what a lucky man. I'm going to brush it and stroke it until it's perfect. I love pushing it back like this. It really suits you. It makes you look even more handsome. I didn't think that was even possible. It's so hot for me. I could eat you up. I can't stop staring at my man while I style his hair this way. Oh my. Let me style you every day like this. Oh sweetie, I just love to. I'd do anything for you, you know that. You're such a hard worker. Always grinding to give us the best life together possible. Saving up for our little vacations and those cheeky weekend dates I love so much. As your loving girlfriend, it's my job to check in on you, on your mind, on your body. I mean, that's why I have you pinned down right now. So I can make sure every bit of stress disappears. Shh. Keep fluttering those precious eyes for me. You're not winning this one, honey. You may as well accept defeat and let me handle you however I want to. We're spending the whole night like this, remember? Me, on top of you, stroking your hair, pampering every inch of my man, until I know you're fully relaxed under my spell. And well, literally under me. What do I have next up my sleeve now? Ear dabbing. I was going to ask if you want that, but you have no choice in the matter anyway. What are you gonna do? Try and escape from under me? I'm glad you're loving it though. You deserve it. You never complain. You just keep going. I'm so proud of you. But also, this is why I love taking the lead in our relationship. You deserve to completely switch off. You deserve to have your strong, confident girlfriend take full control and pamper you until your mind goes blank. You carry so much on your shoulders, and that is why I pin you down every chance I get, so I can care for you, love you, kiss you, whatever I decide you need. You don't have to think. You don't have to decide anything. I love being in charge of you. I love that you don't have to think and make decisions. You come home from work. I already make your favorite dinners. To the cleaning, massaging your back, washing your hair. Just get to fully disconnect and let go after a hard shift. It makes me so happy knowing I can do this for my man. Ooh, and we have a spray bottle too, my love. Nice warm mist spray for all over your face and neck. Do you feel those gentle droplets landing on your skin? It has kind of a lavender smell to it too. Apparently that helps you to relax. What do you think? I bet you prefer my natural smell to anything else anyway. My smell just brings you so much comfort knowing I'm near. Breathe me in, honey. Don't be shy. Actually, this reminds me of last month when you were so exhausted from that big project. I started using the spray bottle on you every night, and you would instantly just whimper. Remember that? It was the moment I realized how much you needed me to take over sometimes. You carry so much pressure, working long hours, always thinking about our future. Most girls just don't understand how heavy that is on their man's mind. But I do. That's why I'm such a firm believer that girlfriends should really check in on their man's mental health more. You're not a machine. You're my man. And it's my job to protect your peace, even when you try to push through it alone. I love you so much and don't want you to burn out. A real woman respects her man's need to rest. She doesn't just say it. She makes it happen. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm respecting you by forcing you to relax. Time to massage your lovely body now. Ooh. I can feel how tight these muscles are. All that hard work you do every single day is stored right here. Just like that. And take it. Let me try and get those mean little knots out for you, babe. You know I'm a strong woman and can work you well. Do you feel my thighs squeezing your sides while I use both hands to really get in there and help you out? Ooh, God, I love your body. Look at these strong shoulders, so broad and powerful. Not enough to handle me though, still. At least I can admire them. You love how much of a gentleman you are. The little things you do, like carrying our shopping bags. And I get to see those veiny arms of yours. I really think to myself, whew, I'm so lucky that this man is all mine. But even the strongest of men need a lady by their side to take care of them. Some women expect their man to be their rock all the time. But not me. I'm not like the others. We are each other's rocks and take turns to be the strong one. Feel my hands just pressing into your skin. You're so handsome laid out like this under me. So vulnerable. All mine served me on a plate. I could spend hours just admiring and touching you. I love how your body responds when I take control. The little shivers and goosebumps are so adorable. I love it so, so much knowing it's my simple touch causing so many reactions. This massage so much. But I need to stop it right there, darling, because I want to give your ears attention now. Oh, yes, I really do have to stop, honey. I decide what I get to do to you. You just know how much I love taking the lead on everything, huh? Because that's what you love the most about Slavic woman, hmm? We are just built different, as they say. We know how to take care of our men properly. They work so hard to provide for their family and don't ask for much. Sometimes just suffering in silence and my stomach going. Don't know how to properly express what they want from their partner. You do like stomach sounds, right? Okay, good. Anyway, darling. Sometimes the woman can take offense if he asks for much from her. And that's why I feel it's important to enforce you to be pampered by me. You do enough thinking during the day. Making decisions, worrying about our finances, your career. You just need to switch up. And pampering you shows us both what really matters in life. Our love for each other. I'm here to shower you in love and care. That's why I'm like this with you. So dominant. Because I was raised in a culture where I was taught that a woman doesn't wait for her man to ask for help. She knows he isn't likely to. But as your girlfriend, it's my job to see when you have far too much weight on your shoulders and know to step up, take control, and force you to rest. I'm so proud of our relationship. Proud I can be soft and loving to you, but also strong enough to hold you down like this when I know you need it. Western girls are too scared to be like that. But for me, the stronger the man, the more he needs a stronger woman who can make him submit to her. Who can make himself feel safe enough to let go completely. Not to be biased, but you're a lucky man. Not every guy has a woman in their life who lives for pampering and doming him. But you do. You have a woman who wants to pin you down and spoil you until your mind is empty. Your body is melted and your ball's empty too. And well, also, I'm cleaning your ears, so I want a man with gleaming ears too, I guess. It makes perfect sense to be cleaning them because ears are very sensitive parts of our bodies. And some pressure points on the ear, if touched in the right way, can make you so relaxed you could nod off within a few minutes. Maybe here, or here, or down here at the lips. I'll find it. I'm always good at finding the spots that make you weak. But I'm not here to get you excited. I'm here to be a sensible girlfriend who is helping her loving, handsome man relax. And the nice, fluffy ear picks are more certainly doing the job. Because your eyes, oh my gosh, they're rolling. Oh my gosh, they're rolling to the back of your head. Oh, you're in absolute ecstasy right now. I love being all over you like this and making you feel amazing. Only I can be the one to do this for you. No one would ever come close, as I like to remind you. I guess you could say I'm wife material. Not a hint or anything like that, but we have been together for a few years now, and you know what my parents are like. Typical Slavic oldies, indeed, always. Ask me when the wedding and kids are. I keep trying to explain our life as way too stressful at the moment to even consider it, but they keep asking every time we speak on the phone. Anyway, maybe this is my way of hinting. Trying to get you relaxed as possible. No pressure though, of course. I like it being just the two of us for now. Considering you work so hard, I appreciate the hours of the day we do have together. And I want us to experience more things as the two of us before we even consider a family. For example, I really want to go on a Scandinavian cruise one day. They even stop off at St. Petersburg. So it'd be so cool to show you my home country one day once it becomes less difficult. But, oh, it would be so nice. Not as nice as my ear cleaning, though, of course. Shh. That's enough rambling for me. Shh. I feel like I'm keeping you awake. Shh. Close your eyes and enjoy it, honey. I know I'm absolutely stunning, but please, just enjoy it. Really listen to the soft brushes, really carefully. There we go, baby. I think I've pampered you enough for tonight. Look at you. Completely at ease now. You look so relaxed. It makes me so happy. It's exactly how I like you. Well, under me, lying like a good boy and letting me take control. Not like you had much of a choice. I know it's not easy for a hard-working man like you to completely switch off, but you let your strong, Slavic girlfriend pin you down with no arguments nonetheless. You really know your place, don't you? And it's the elite spot to pamper you to perfection in. I just love spoiling you. I'm so proud of you, Kotick. I really am. Kotick. It's a good word, a good tingly word. So proud of you, though. So proud. I love you more than anything. So please have the best night's sleep, my love. I'll be right next to you, giving the biggest hugs as you sleep. And I'll be ready in the morning to make your favorite pancake. What toppings would you like for breakfast, actually? Okay, well, I can definitely do that for you. Now you have even more wonderful things to wake up to in the morning that isn't just me. Good night, darling. I love you.